I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Afghanistan, the Taliban might forgive members of the former government or people who worked with American forces, but they will never forgive Christians, says a Voice of the Martyrs Canada partner named Obed. He says many Christians have been displaced from their homes.
They say, pray for us, and this is the situation. These things are normal for Christians, and we are facing persecution, but it's okay. Jesus is with us, and like if it's God's will that we leave Afghanistan, he will prepare a way for us. Otherwise, we are here.
They face economic hardships as well. 30% of the population, now 23 million people, need food assistance. Humanitarians now fear the crisis will kill more Afghans than the preceding 20 years of war. Ask God to protect and strengthen the church there. And on August 9th, Kenya will hold general elections. It could be the most consequential political event in Africa in 2022. But it comes with a lot of internal conflict. Greg Kelly with World Mission tells us
there's a lot of anxiety right now within Kenya. I just got back. And the two main sort of competing people groups are the Luo and the Kikuyu. And these two people groups have a history of anxieties and animosities towards each other's. And this year, as the two main candidates representing the majority people groups are stoking those fires.
During Kenya's 2013 election, unrest and violence rocked the country. Over 1,000 people died during ethnic clashes, and many more were displaced. Jesus prayed for unity among his followers. Ask him to unify people across the country, especially Christians. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women, written by women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.